Well, what if there was a drug to treat every illness across all body types that had no side effects, was completely free of charge, and worked for everybody? It may sound too good to be true, but a recent study in the British Medical Journal reports that exercise is as effective as many drug interventions in the prevention of death due to heart disease and the prevention of diabetes. Our next guest says that exercise is the world's most powerful preventative medicine. Dr. Jordan Metzl is the author of The Exercise Cure, and he joins us right now. And Dr. Metzl, so good to have you.
Thanks, Steve. Nice to talk to you.
Well, every doctor who's been on this show going back years has said this over and over again, Jordan, that if you do one thing, talking about patients, it should be exercise. Why don't more people buy into that idea?
Well, it's a great concept in theory. I mean, the idea of exercise cure was I started with the premise that everybody inherently knows exercise is a good thing for you to do. But what I really wanted to do was to take that argument one step further, and that was, all right, I know I should exercise, but I actually wanted to take the argument that exercise, in fact, is a drug. And much like any other drug, we really judge it by the scientific efficacy, what studies are out there, and what can we prove about how effective this drug is. So I started with the brain and went down the human body by system, so brain problems like depression and anxiety and sleep problems, memory, concentration, even Alzheimer's disease. Heart disease, diabetes, and in the first half of exercise cure, what I do is I try and map out for each one of these and other conditions, what's the scientific evidence for exercise as medicine as compared to kind of traditional medicines, and then the second half, how do you, as somebody at home listening or somebody, you know, who is reading the book, how do you set up an exercise program for yourself and how do you stick to it? Because it's a great idea to kind of talk about exercise, but how do you actually set up a program? And that's the second half of that.
I was going to say the cover of your book says that the all-natural, no-pill prescription is what you're talking about here, which is exercise. Are you suggesting that people exercise even in place of, you know, taking the medicines that they've been prescribed?
Well, it's interesting. So I've kind of been rolling out this message in a couple ways. As you know, I'm from Kansas City originally.
Yes.
I live in New York now, but I'm coming back tomorrow night to do a lecture with Rainy Day Books and the University of Kansas Medical Center at Unity Church on the Plaza.
That's at 7 o'clock at Unity Temple on the Plaza. More information, just go to rainydaybooks.com.
How's exactly.
That?
And then yeah. That's perfect. And then Friday morning, I'm going to be speaking at the University of Kansas Exercises Medicine Conference. And the reason that's important is because I'm trying to roll this message out to a couple different groups. So number one is, you know, everyday listeners. And then number two is in the healthcare world, because unfortunately, you know, a study that you mentioned in the British Journal of Medicine found, you know, less than a third of doctors can really talk to their patients about exercise, and only very few can actually write an exercise prescription. So it's something we've been saying for a long time in the medical establishment, but actually how we go about doing it. Nobody really knows how to, all right, so Steve, you have high blood pressure. I want you off of the medicines you're taking, and I want you to start using exercise as your first-line medicine. And it's particularly important because we have, you know, what I'd call a medication-first society. If you have, you know, problems like sleep problems, you think you're going to open your window and a butterfly is going to come flying in and you're going to have the best night's sleep of your life. Or if you have erectile dysfunction, you just take this medicine and you throw this football through a tire and your life is going to be great forever. The problem is, you know, these medicines are expensive, they have side effects, and what I really try and do and talk about is how exercise is in fact a medicine and how it should probably be the first line medicine, but most, you know, healthcare professionals don't really know how to prescribe it. And so, you know, there's a whole kind of thought process around that, which is why I'm excited not only for the Think Thursday, but also for the event on Friday, kind of to start talking about how healthcare professionals can really prescribe exercise as well.
So for our listeners, should your doctor be prescribing workouts rather than meds? Tweet us your answer at KCUR up to date, at KCUR up to date, or give us a call, 816-235-2888. Your questions for Dr. Jordan Metzl, welcome. Regular exercise helps tame inflation in the body, you say in here. How does it reduce inflammation, and why is that important?
It's a great question. So, you know, I think basically everybody, as I mentioned at the top, knows exercise is good for them. But as we kind of look into how it works, you know, much of the new attention has focused on something I'm going to talk about tomorrow, which is interleukin 6. You probably didn't wake up this morning thinking, thank goodness
can't
I have interleukin
6. Say that
six.
I did. Yeah.
So,
tell me about interleukin 6.
All right, good. Well, you got to give it a shout out anyway. So interleukin 6 is basically made in two sources in your body. It's made by muscle and it's made by fat. When interleukin 6 is made by muscle, it actually has profound anti-inflammatory properties. So there have been a number of studies looking at people who exercise 4 to 5 times a week, And those people have basically higher circulating levels of interleukin-6 made by muscle, which has a profound anti-inflammatory response. So basically almost every chronic disease you can think of, from asthma to diabetes to heart disease to certain types of cancer to many neurologic conditions, there's an inflammatory component to almost every chronic disease. And so if you're making this IL-6 by muscle, then you actually are working against these chronic diseases and really helping kind of reduce the symptoms and possibly the disease process itself. Now, the exact opposite if you're sitting around on your couch eating Gates barbecue and watching TV, and that is that what ends up happening is that you're making more interleukin-6 by fat. And so interleukin-6, which is made by fat, has exactly the opposite effect. It's actually pro-inflammatory. So you start basically creating an inflammatory cascade in your body, and these chronic diseases get worse and worse and worse. And so exercise has so many terrific properties, and there's so many different ways to look at it. But I think when you look at the model in terms of inflammation and the different types of chronic diseases that can really result from that, the evidence is just so tremendously compelling that I just want to tell everybody to get up and move, and particularly my dear hometown of Kansas City, which unfortunately every year has the unfortunate distinction of being one of the top five cities with respect to obesity, particularly in Kansas City, to get people up and get moving.
You know, that's such a great point. I mean, who would have thought about this inflammation factor when it comes to exercise? But again, all these subtle, unknown benefits of exercise coming to the fore here as Dr. Jordan Metzl talks to us about his new book, The Exercise Cure. Let's go to some phone calls here, 816-235-2888. Aaron from Lawrence. Aaron, you're on Up to Date.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a general comment.
Yeah.
I had been diagnosed in the past with PTSD, some anxiety, some depression. I kind of have an addictive personality. If there's something that tastes good or feels good, I will ride it till the wheels fall off. And I have found, I've done some counseling and some other kinds of things, but something that I have found that has helped me more than any kind of medication I had ever been given has been exercise. And last winter, I started running about 4 times a week. Started out, I was able to go a mile. Now I'm up to 3 miles a run, and I'm adding in weightlifting. And the place that my mind is in when I'm running and after I'm running is phenomenal and has done more for me to help me be in the moment, deal with stress than any kind of medication. So I just wanted to encourage people, because I'm not a natural born exerciser. I had to motivate myself, but I've been doing it long enough now that if I don't do it, I get really squirrely. And it's wonderful. So that in combination with nutrition has really been helpful.
Yep.
George, what is that runner's high thing all about that Aaron's talking about?
Well, Aaron, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for calling. I know that's probably pretty brave to call up and kind of talk about. I mean, that's not the kind of thing you want to call up and have everybody hear on the radio. So I really appreciate your call.
I'm pretty transparent.
Her name's really Sarah, Jordan, but who's talking here? Yeah.
Now, the first thing I want to kind of mention that you kind of had mentioned, Steve, a bit, and Aaron, you can listen to this too, is I'm in no way am I saying exercise instead of medicine. So, everybody may be on different medicines listening to this, blood pressure medicine, medicine for their diabetes, medicine for their psychiatric issues. I'm not saying exercise instead of medicine. What I'm saying is exercise as a first-line drug to try and reduce the amount of medicine you may be taking, and maybe over time that exercise is so effective that it can kind of wipe out all the drugs you're taking altogether, which it sounds like has been the case for Aaron. Now, the first half of Exercise Cure, I start with the brain. And to me, I knew exercise when I started researching this book was great for heart disease and for diabetes and stuff like that. But the data on exercise and depression, data on exercise and anxiety, sleep problems, it's so compelling that I feel so strongly that people like Aaron, Aaron is not, unless maybe she gets, really, really into it. It doesn't sound like Aaron's going to, go run the Kansas City Marathon next week. She's using exercise as her medicine. And much like people would not think about not taking their blood pressure medicine or their antidepressant medication, exercise is their medicine. And what I think she has noticed is as she started taking that medicine, she needs less of the medicine she's on. It sounds like she's almost off medicines now, which is really important. A, it's cheaper. You know, we have this whole healthcare. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, but the finance we're spending on healthcare, you know, medication is about $375 billion a year. But aside from the cost piece, it's just generally so much healthier to be off of drugs and trying to do this naturally, which, you know, I think is a piece of this.
Erin, I'm sure glad you called. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Again, Dr. Jordan Metzl will present the exercise cure on Thursday at Unity Temple on the Plaza at 7 o'clock. Go to rainydaybooks.com for more information. That's Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You know, Jordan, how about a person with an injury who's suffering, you know, or from a disability? How can they stay active? Because I know I tend to have a knee problem or an ankle problem. I tend to shut down more than I probably should be.
Exactly. So, you know, hopefully, in exercise cure, I've convinced people about the importance of taking the medicine. Now, what happens if you're somebody who's got an achy knee and they can't take the medicine? How they can't exercise because their knee is so achy? It's a great question, Steve. So the book I did before this one was called Athlete's Book of Home Remedies. It's all about how to fix your aches and pains at home. And in that book, I talk a lot about the importance of strengthening and working on what's called your kinetic chain. So kinesis basically comes from a Latin root meaning to move. And the kinetic or movement chain of the body is how all of our muscles are connected tip to toe. And so if you have arthritis in your knee, for example, I can't make your arthritis go away without like a knee replacement or maybe some lubricant shots to make it feel better. But what I definitely can do is teach you how to strengthen your muscles, so making the muscles stronger and also more flexible. And I talk a lot in both books about using something called a foam roller, which is what God
gives you. Yes, I saw that.
Flexibility. You have one?
No, I saw it in your book, yeah.
All right, good, because you got to get one. It's a great way to loosen those muscles. And what, you know, it doesn't matter if you're an elite-level athlete or somebody just with some achy knees or an achy back, rolling out those muscles can really loosen up the muscles and take a lot of load off of your achy joints, and then also strengthening. And you don't have to go to a gym. The stuff I talk about is stuff you can do in your living room or in your front yard, and it's a great way to start building, you know, functional strength to take the pressure off of an achy knee or an achy back or an achy shoulder. Again, the stronger and the more flexible the muscles are, the better that's going to feel. And I want people to learn how to do that at home so they can do it regularly.
Let's go to back to some calls here. Frank from Lawrence. Frank, you're on with Dr. Jordan Metzl. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks. My question regards medication, which you can take in a second, whereas exercise takes a while to do, like running a mile or even in your living room. And for people who are very busy, how can you find time, you know, to do the exercise? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thanks.
How do you find time to exercise, Jordan?
So, Frank, it's a great question. I need 150 minutes a week out of you. That's the minimum required dose of this medicine to get the maximum medical benefit. So
that's two and a half hours you're talking about.
2.5 hours. I need 30 minutes five times a week of kind of moderate to intense exercise. And, yes, it's easier to just take a pill to lower your blood pressure. The problem is that medication comes with all different kinds of problems. And, you know, I think it makes much more sense to prevent disease from happening. It's actually quite interesting. There was a big study that I'll mention tomorrow night published in the Journal of American Medical Association called JAMA last year, which looked at a 30-year history of American healthcare spending. And their conclusion was that a huge reason why our healthcare is so expensive, almost $3 billion a year now, $3 trillion a year now, which is about 17% of our GDP, is because our system really is focused on disease treatment. We don't really we treat the effects of obesity. So, you know, we have this huge problem with obesity. About 65% of healthcare costs in the United States are related to our obesity epidemic. It's estimated that in the next 10 years or so, every state is going to have about a 44% percentage of obesity. So, you know, really worrisome trends and very expensive trends. And so the conclusion of this article in JAMA was that our focus in medicine has been on treating the problem, treating diabetes, treating heart disease, instead of preventing the problems from happening. So, yes, Frank, taking a pill will lower your blood pressure, but it won't fix the reason why your blood pressure was elevated in the first place. And so that's why I'm so convinced that this is a much more, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to get rid of high blood pressure by getting you out there working out, but I think I can reduce, you know, the incidence of high blood pressure and reduce the amount of medicine you need to take. And I think that's where we need to start thinking about this in terms of healthcare, not only treating disease, but preventing disease from happening.
You know, Jordan, when you say you need 30 minutes five times a week of at least moderate exercise means what?
Good question. So I talk about three different zones of exercise. We're in zone one right now, meaning you can easily converse. If you're just out like walking around the plaza or walking around whatever, you know, that's zone one. That's great. It's better than sitting around, but it's not as great as it could be. Zone two is, you know, you're kind of, it's a little tougher to talk. And then zone three, when you're huffing and puffing, like you're just really having trouble getting the words out. I want everybody to have about a quarter of their workout be in zone three, a quarter of their workout be in zone two, and then about half the workout is okay for about zone one. So if you're spending 30 minutes, you can do the math, but I want you, you know, hopefully if you can get me up to 10 minutes of really working hard. And so the stuff I have a whole series of plyometric exercises where you do some easy jumping and strengthening. You know, they're great ways to do that. If you'd like, I have a whole workout online that's free that you can stream called the Iron Strength Workout. If you just put in Jordan Metzl, Iron Strength, you can download this. It's on runnersworld.com. It's free. We've got about 9 million people doing it around the world now. I got a great picture last week from Kenya. I have a whole group of Peace Corps volunteers work doing this in Kenya. It's pretty awesome. And you can do this kind of workout really on your own. And it's so effective. And that's why I want people to start thinking about doing it, Frank, because yes, it's easier to take the pill, as you asked the good question. But I think the health effects are so much more widespread when you can prevent disease from happening.
Dr. Jordan Metzl's new book is The Exercise Cure. Back to some phone calls here. And Marcia from Stillwell on the Kansas side. Marcia, good morning.
Hi.
We're going to have trouble with your cell phone, Marcia. Try us again, 816-235-2888. Let's go to Florence from Kansas City, Kansas. Florence, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Jordan. I'm a 74-year-old senior citizen who live in a senior citizen building, and I was listening to your show, and for all your the listeners out there who are listening to you and the show, I want to share, I exercise. I believe in exercise. I have a treadmill. I don't really like exercising all the time, but I have a little regimen, and I let my body dictate to me. I don't have the structured programs that you have that they can get from you, but I make sure my knee joints are exercised. I put music on and I listen to the music.
Good for you, Florence.
My neck muscles, my shoulders, and I'm really weaning myself away from medicine.
Good.
And I exercise is so wonderful. Put the music on, exercise, move your body. And the senior citizens, I go through the lobby and they say, oh, you better stop all this exercise. You better sit down and rest yourself. I said, you got to move. And I love dancing. I put dance music on.
I love it, Florence.
Florence, that's great.
Things.
I appreciate
great.
That.
Great call. So the first comment I'm going to tell you, Florence, you tell them, if they, next time they tell you that, you look at them right in the face and you say, rest is rust, all right?
Rest is rust. Yeah, there you go.
That's what you tell them. But I do talk a lot about, so far, Steve, we've talked mostly about, so in the back of my exercise cure book, when I talk about how to set up exercise programs, I talk about different levels, so bronze, silver, and gold. We've been mostly talking about the silver who do a lot of the rolling and the gold, some of the strengthening. The bronze guys, and Florence is a great example of bronze, are people who I just want to get them moving. And so that may be somebody listening who's not doing anything or just wanting to keep moving. And so for those guys, I talk a lot about what's called increasing their NEAT profile. Now, NEAT is an acronym for non-exercise active thermogenesis, or in English, just burning calories from moving around. And we know that the more time you spend increasing your NEAT profile, the less your risk of chronic disease. And so what are some examples? Well, if you live like I do now in New York City, it's really easy to have a higher NEAT profile because I walk to work, I walk to the subway, or I sometimes walk to my – you know, we walk a lot in New York. I probably walk several miles a day. But if you live in Kansas City where you can drive from point A to point B, get out and get back in your car, drive from point B to point C, you know, you really have to try to increase your NEAT profile. So things that Florence might be able to do, including dancing, which she loves, but things like taking the stairs or getting a dog or, you know, really finding a social group of people to walk with, things that will make you do it. And also during the day, if you're listening to the show today and you're sitting in your chair at work, maybe getting an office chair with a rolling ball in the back instead of a back or a standing desk, you know, things to increase your NEAT profile can really make a big difference in terms of prevention of disease.
I got about 45 seconds left. Lyndon from Kansas City, Missouri. Go quickly if you would, Lyndon.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. Dr. Metzl, real quick, what are potentially some of the cons to exercising? Did you find any of the research that you were doing? That's it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Lyndon. The downsides to exercise, Jordan?
Absolutely none. It's an easy question to answer. Thanks for asking. Really,
nothing at all?
Not a one. Not a thing. It's the only drug that is 100% effective with zero side effects and 100% safe. So that's a pretty good profile.
What about overdoing it? There is such a thing as overdoing it, isn't there?
You bet there is. And I talk a lot about exercise addiction and addiction to different things. And I think our first caller who said she'd had an addictive personality, there certainly is an exercise addiction. If you have that personality type, you're certainly prone to getting exercise addiction. I generally say that if you're an addictive personality type, you know, this is probably the healthiest kind of addiction you can have. It certainly beats gambling or, you know, other kinds of things. So I think it's a good thing.
Again, Dr. Metzl speaks at 7 on Thursday night at Unity Temple on the Plaza. For tickets, contact Rainy Day Books, 913-384-3126. And Jordan, what a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much for the good conversation.
Hey, great. Thanks for talking to me. I'll
you
talk
bet.
To you soon.
Take care.